Hello, my name is Leah Petty. I have interviewed my father, Jeff Petty, about how he made a mistake in high school. Here is his story. So, tell me a story about how you got accepted to William Penn.
I said, magnet school. I applied.
So, you applied and so it was a magnet school. Did you have to have a certain grade average?
Mm-hmm.
So, assuming you were getting good grades.
Mm-hmm. It's a communication school.
What grade did you start attending? What grade did you start attending the school?
10th grade.
10th grade. And what school were you going previous to that?
What school did I go to previous to that?
Mm-hmm.
Salzburger.
So, what grade did you stop going to the school and why?
I stopped going to the school in the 11th grade because I got kicked out.
Why'd you get kicked out?
My grades. I failed 3 report card sessions in a row. The fourth one I brought back, all the grades back up except, I failed 2 in a row. 2 report card sessions in a row. Brought them back up, the last report period was still failing 2 classes.
So what was the reason that your grades were going?
Because I swam about 6 periods a day.
Were you on a swim team at the school? Or?
Yes.
You were. Oh. Do you think that you tried your best to bring your grades back up?
Yes.
What did your parents think of the whole situation?
Well, not only that, I had a friend there, and he was Caucasian. His name was Rob. And me and Rob pretty much done the same thing. Oh, and also while I was there, I had a job.
You had a job.
I had a job right down, not too far down the street from the school. And me and Rob worked at the same place. And what was the name of the company? I forget the name. But anyway, they sold what's called a DMC. DMC are little boxes. When you look at them, you thought they were cigarettes in it, but it's actually thread in it. And it was thread like when they make hats and stitching for like embroidery and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
All different colors, a lot of them. Me and Rob went to that. We worked there at the same time. And we got fired there at the same time, too. Because he was up on the 4th floor and shot off a fire extinguisher playing around. And the owner came and found out that we'd done it, or Rob done it, because the alarm would not set. Because the cloud from the infrared, it couldn't. He came up and seen the fire. And then I thought I was going to be able to go to Hershey Boarding School. That's another reason why I didn't bring my grades all the way up to I thought of what they should have been, because that's where Rob was going. And we started to do the application process and find out that I couldn't go there because my parents had to be separated or divorced.
And what did your papa think of you being kicked out?
They were unhappy.
What school did Sherry and Uncle Jamie go to at the time? They were the Salt River too?
No.
Oh, and Uncle Boozy.
What school did he go to?
What school did all of them go to?
High school, grammar school.
High school.
Uncle Boozy went to University City.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry went to West Catholic, West Philly, and Overbrook. Jamie went to Parkway.
Okay. Was swimming net important to you at the time?
Yes and no. I was real strong at swimming, and we were swimming up against some powerhouses from Central, and the coach knew I was good, so he had ways to get me out of class, believe it or not.
So did the coach try to keep you in the school too?
He tried his best, and you know, after when you start failing, and he found out you can't swim anymore.
Okay.
Because you got to keep your grades up to do any extracurricular
activities. Right.
He was more stern than that. It was like because sometimes when we had swimming,
mm-hmm.
we had a study period before swimming.
Okay. So do you regret getting kicked out?
A little bit.
So after you got kicked out of William Penn, you went back to Salzburger?
No.
Where'd you go?
Salzburger, we went to 9th grade. I graduated from University City.
Oh. But you said you started in 10th. Oh, it went up to 9th grade back then. School went up to 9th grade.
Salzburg went to night. Salzburg
okay.
was a junior high school.
So after that, you started University City?
After William Penn.
They didn't have
Well, no, I really started West Philly.
Okay.
West Philly High School. I went there for approximately 2 days. Then they found out that that was my wrong school in the area.
Oh.
And if you know where Sulzberg is, it's like right around the corner. It's funny that they say that. I mean, where West Philly is, because Jerry went to West Philly, and it was okay. But then that's when they start doing that planning of where you live and this and that. So my home school was University of Sydney.
And they didn't have a swim team, I'm guessing.
They did, but it wasn't that strong. Okay. I played on it for a little bit.
They don't have a pool either.
They do have a
pool. What, University of Sydney?
Yeah, they have a swim pool.
Really?
Yeah. It's probably closed down now. I'm sure it's closed.
So, the whole situation-wise, if you could go back, would you do it differently?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I think I was a little overwhelmed with William Penn because it seemed like it was a college setting. How big the rooms were. You had a classroom, but say if this, where we're in our bedroom right here, you walk into the classroom, it was like concrete. And it was a door when you come in, but up top was open. So you can hear people were walking the hall and everything. Mm-hmm. It was like a big study room. And I kind of like that atmosphere of how the lockers were. Like right when you walk out, you're on a level here, and right across the show of lockers and a big cubbyhole space about the size of that thing there where everybody had, and carpeted throughout the whole school on the floors.
Is the school closed there?
I believe, yes, William Penn is closed now.
Okay.
And it was on a whole, one whole city block. Like, they had like a grounds that you can go outside and eat lunch. It was nice green grass and everything. It reminds you of being on a college campus that was in North Philly.
Now, would you say, like, there was a specific reason that you skipped class this one? Like, did you think, like, this is what you wanted to do? Like, that's all you wanted to do? Was, like,
not only I wanted to do, I enjoyed doing it. And some nights, sometimes, and I wasn't really doing a lot of homework, but sometimes I would leave school at 7 o'clock at night. I had to catch this Broughton Drive.
Oh.
Broughton Jefferson, little block over after Drive.
Okay.
Like, Drive Jefferson is right here.
So, the whole reason that I'm doing the interview is because it's supposed to be crossing boundaries. So, would you say, like, doing this, you cross certain boundaries?
Cross boundaries in which way?
Like, you broke a boundary. Like, you really didn't disobey anyone, but you disobeyed
yourself. I failed myself.
You failed yourself, you
exactly.
Think.
Because I knew. See, what you did for the swimmer. The only thing you want to do is eat and go home and go to sleep because it takes a lot out of you. And that's probably what I was doing. When we got off, some nights we used to hang at McDonald's because McDonald's was right there on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the thing where everybody got to school.
Is that the one near Dry College? McDonald's across the street?
Mm-hmm. Down on Broughton, Gerard.
Okay.
That's down the street from Dry College.
Mm-hmm. So you basically think that you failed yourself, not anyone else?
No.
Okay. How did it differ from going from William Penn to University City?
It was totally different.
It was totally different.
I was in an academic program.
Oh, like
I had academics there.
Oh, so like it was better?
Advanced.
You were advanced.
Yeah.
Academics. Because you were doing so well at Shoemaker.
Yeah.
And then
Shoemaker.
So did you really think like if you weren't swimming you would have passed all your classes, this wouldn't have been a problem at all?
Yeah, I probably would have. And then you were young, you know, we from West Philly. From Sulzberg, only me and my buddy Ron were the only two that went to William Penn.
And Ron was the Caucasian one that you talked about?
Ron lived right around the corner from Yaya and Pop Pop. Rob I met at the school when I got there.
Oh, okay.
But me and Ron weren't in the same classes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't regret any of it?
Regret as to?
I don't know. Like, if you went back, you would do it differently, right?
Yeah, I would have liked to graduate from William Penn.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that would have opened up more opportunities for you?
Yeah, I probably would have been a more pushed to go to college and stuff like that, but I think my downfall was working at a young age.
Okay. So you think that just contributed all of that? So like swim, top of four, on top of school, on top of work?
Yeah.
In the story of crossing boundaries, my father crossed a boundary of self-expectation. When asking if he would do it again, he tells me no. It would not have gotten him to the places he is today, which is a great father and husband. I would like to thank you all for listening to my podcast.